You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
As promised, to London we go. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Vladimir Putin sworn in for the fourth term.
Yeah, an extraordinary, lavish ceremony as well. His mate Steven Seagal, the Hollywood film star, was there as well. There's a moment when Vladimir Putin does this nine-minute walk with a little limousine ride in the middle. 9 minutes walking down endless corridors with red carpets. It was a bit like The Shining, actually. I was expecting to see twins at the end. But it was very odd because of the way it's staged. It's presidential, yes, absolutely, but some suggest maybe there's something about the Tsar or Emperor in Vladimir Putin, bearing in mind that he's already been in power for 18 years, 14 as president, 4 as prime minister, and he was only prime minister in the middle because he wasn't allowed to do more than 2 consecutive terms. He's already moved the goalposts, so he can now do a 6-year term as president. I wonder if he'll move the goalposts again, whilst some have complained, albeit probably, you know, with their hard hats on, that he has created more of a gap between the haves and have-nots, that he's also clamped down on democracy. His opponents have been locked up in some cases. It is, to some extent, very old school, whilst Vladimir Putin is also recognized by Russians as having made Russia great again. Now, isn't that a familiar phrase?
Indeed. I wonder if Steven Seagal whispered to him, "Congratulations, Mr. President. Congratulations, Mr." You know how he speaks. To Iran we go. That talks to convince Donald Trump of a new deal.
Yeah, Britain, France and Germany in particular have been working for weeks trying to keep this Iran deal, whereby Iran's nuclear ambitions are limited in exchange for some sanctions weakening, some sanctions leniency, if you like. And certainly it's argued in Europe and beyond that this deal has worked to some extent, and Iran does not have nuclear weapons on the end of a missile, but also that we need a new deal. Well, the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has gone to Washington to appeal to the Trump administration. I don't believe he'll actually meet Donald Trump himself, but to appeal to Mike Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State, and others, saying, please, you know, let's have this deal, let's not give up on it now. And there is that thing that if Iran was told, well, I'm sorry, you're going to get the full weight of sanctions, and that's that, what would stop them, therefore, from fully pursuing a nuclear program? Other than then, what, we're into bombing territory or something? I don't know if the art of diplomacy, sometimes we think it's completely lost on Boris Johnson, but whether it's lost on Donald Trump and co, that's what, at the moment, certainly a number of heavyweight countries are trying to impose.
It's a lesson, I suppose, in geopolitics about never backing your opponent into a corner from which they can't get out. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK. Every day in the Worldview now, we always ask you a question to send us, always ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Humbe Mbedzi, who tweeted, "What is the main purpose of daylight saving in places around the world? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor Lerato de Liu, an astrophysicist at UNISA.
Daylight saving is a practice where clocks are set forward 1 hour ahead of standard time. The effect is that Earth turns toward and away from the sun an hour later than the day before daylight saving time comes into effect. And so afternoons have more daylight. And given that this is the peak time when most people are up, they use less energy for artificial light and can do more outdoors in daylight. Just for clarity, when I said Earth turns toward and away from the sun, I meant what other people call sunrise and sunset. It is estimated that daylight savings time is observed in about 40% of the countries of the world.
And it always raises a question about whether or not we could benefit from daylight savings. I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Congratulations to Humbe Mbedzi for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You have won, of course, R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you back.
I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.